102. Nous connaissons maintenant l'histoire de Mathieu. Vous avez entendu vrai ou faux à des énoncés. Vous avez répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris à utiliser le simple past pour exprimer des actions passées et vous poser des questions. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons commencer par les introductions et les présentations. Nos interlocuteurs se trouvent dans un avion. Vous allez les entendre se présenter. My name is Michael. Je m'appelle Michael. Et notez qu'après avoir donné son nom, l'autre personne répond « Nice to meet you ». Heureux de faire votre connaissance. Répétez. Repeat. Nice. Littéralement, c'est bon. To meet. Le verbe rencontrer. You. Le pronom en objet direct. Vous ou te. Nice to meet you. Il est bon de vous rencontrer. Heureux ou heureuse de faire votre connaissance. Vous allez entendre la réponse à cette phrase. C'est la même, sauf pour le dernier mot. Nice to meet you too. To signifie aussi. À ne pas confondre avec to, qui compose tout verbe à l'infinitif. Par exemple, to meet, rencontrer. To walk, marcher. To est un adverbe. Il suffit donc que l'autre personne rajoute to à la fin d'une même phrase pour exprimer un sentiment réciproque. Listen, écoutez.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Aux États-Unis, même dans un contexte commercial ou d'affaires, les gens se présentent par « hello » ou bien « hi ».« Hi » est typiquement américain. Répétez « hi ». Habituons-nous ensemble à cette façon de se présenter. « Hi, my name is Michelle » ou bien « hello, my name is Michelle ». Répétez après moi. « Hi, my name is Mohammed ». Hello, my name is Sophie. Hi, my name is Idrissa. Hello, my name is Moussa. Hi, my name is Chantal. Hello, my name is Frédéric. Écoutons de nouveau la rencontre de Walter et de Michael.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Dans cette rencontre d'affaires qui suit, Max vient de s'installer à Washington. Il vient de San Francisco. Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Max just moved here from San Francisco.
Just moved. Il vient juste d'arriver. Kathy présente Max à Larry.
This is Max Wilson.
Et Larry présente Max à Elizabeth. Vous allez entendre Max. This is Elizabeth.
This is Elizabeth Moore.
Max, voici Elizabeth. C'est une façon très courante de présenter une personne à quelqu'un d'autre. Quand il y a plusieurs personnes présentes, vous allez entendre aussi Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, have you met Max?
Larry, connaissez-vous Max? Avez-vous rencontré Max? Have you met? Vous allez entendre la réponse positive. Yes, I have.
Yes, I have.
Et vous allez entendre aussi la réponse négative. No, I haven't.
Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
C'est la contraction de no, I have not. Répétez, repeat. Have you met? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Listen. Écoutez.
Larry, have you met Max?
Yes, I have. Welcome to Washington.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, have you met Max?
No, I haven't.
This is Max Wilson. Max just moved here from San Francisco. Max, this is Elizabeth Moore.
Nice to meet you, Elizabeth.
It's nice to meet you too, Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner participe à une réunion publique, a public meeting, au cours de laquelle on discute un sujet controversé. The topic is controversial. La construction d'une route qui passera par un parc. The building of a road which would go through a park. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à participer à une discussion et à exprimer votre opinion. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à interrompre un interlocuteur lors d'une discussion animée. Excuse me, excusez-moi. Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames, why? Pourquoi? May I continue? Puis-je continuer? You can't do that. Vous ne pouvez pas faire cela. Don't be absurd. Ne soyez pas absurde. Don't be stupid. Ne soyez pas stupide. Keep calm. Restez calme. Martin participe à une réunion. Martin is in a meeting. Au cours de laquelle deux participants ou plusieurs autres participants discutent. Chacun veut justifier sa propre position. I think it's a very bad idea. Je pense que c'est une très mauvaise idée. It will be easier to cross the park. Il sera plus facile à traverser. Écoutez le reste.
This is only going to work if everybody works together. I don't see how we're going to be able to get the city there.
I don't think we
should. Excuse me.
What are they talking about? Hospital and mileage.
Could we have some order? Thank you. That's better. Now we can hear.
May I continue, please?
Yes, go on.
I think this is a terrible idea. I hate it.
That doesn't make it a bad idea.
Don't be stupid.
Please, please, let's discuss this calmly. I would like someone to state the problem clearly. Martin, could you explain? May we start with Martin, everyone? Okay, Martin. Tell everyone what this is all about.
I'll try. This is the idea. The city wants to build a new road from north to south. It would go through Central Park. The idea is...
Why?
Please don't interrupt. You can ask questions after Martin explains.
I'll answer that question now. The new road would help people on the north side of the city to get to the hospital faster.
It would be 8 miles shorter.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. It would save lives.
That's right.
You don't know that. You don't know how many lives it would save. Maybe none. What difference does 8 miles make?
I've studied that.
You have studied it? He studied history when he was in college.
What does that mean?
You don't know anything about it.
Gentlemen, keep calm, please. Martin, please go on.
Let me repeat. The road would go through the park. It would help people get from the north to the south more quickly.
And the people from the south to the north.
Of course. I was thinking mostly about the hospital.
You can't take sides.
I'm not taking sides. Let me tell you the other side. The road would destroy quite a lot of the park.
It would destroy all of the park.
Yeah. The park would be ruined.
It would go through the middle.
But that's terrible. Can the city do that?
Of course we can. We've planned carefully. We have looked at all the arguments. We studied it when we began planning.
Don't be absurd.
Mr. Strother, please. Please be polite. You can disagree politely. I want Martin to finish. Then we can discuss it.
Lors de la réunion, le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre. En général, les gens montrent leur colère de plusieurs façons. Certains élèvent la voix, d'autres utilisent des mots pas toujours flatteurs. Écoutez ces gens qui sont assez fâchés.
Excuse me.
May I continue, please? I hate it. Don't be stupid.
Why? You can't do that.
Gentlemen, ladies.
Le président essaie de maintenir l'ordre pendant la réunion. Il dira plusieurs choses comme « Gentlemen, ladies, messieurs, mesdames » ou bien « Please don't interrupt ». Écoutez le reste.
Excuse me, could we have some order? Please, gentlemen, ladies, keep calm.
Pourriez-vous utiliser des expressions qui aideront les participants à garder leur sang-froid et laisseront aux autres le temps de parler et de s'exprimer? Essayons un tout petit peu ensemble. Par exemple, l'un d'entre eux dira « That's stupid !» C'est ridicule ou c'est stupide. Et vous, vous pouvez dire, en tant que participant, vous direz « That's enough !» C'est assez. « That's enough !» Ou bien, il y en a un autre qui dira « You can't do that !» Vous ne pouvez pas faire ça. Et vous, vous pouvez dire à côté « Calm down !» Calmez-vous. Un autre dira encore « Don't be absurd !» Ne soyez pas absurde. Et vous allez dire « May I continue ? Je veux continuer. Puis-je continuer ?» Let me finish. Laissez-moi terminer. Ou bien, vous pouvez encore dire, please don't interrupt. N'interrompez pas, s'il vous plaît. Écoutez le reste. Essayez vous-même de donner des réponses.
That's stupid.
You can't do that.
I disagree. Je suis d'accord. Je ne suis pas d'accord. I like that idea. J'aime cette idée. I don't like that idea. Je n'aime pas cette idée. I think it's a terrible idea. Ou bien encore, d'autres expressions. That's ridiculous. C'est ridicule. That's absurd. C'est absurde. Don't be stupid. Ne soyez pas stupide, enfin. Don't be stupid. What does that mean? Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire, ça? What does that mean? That's my point. C'est exactement ce que je veux dire. Ou bien, you don't know that. Vous ne savez pas cela, donc de quoi parlez-vous? You don't know that. Just a moment, just a moment. Un instant, s'il vous plaît. Just a moment, please. Ou bien, si vous voulez ajouter quelque chose à ce que disent les autres. Just one or two things. Just one or two things. Et voilà. Essayez de choisir un sujet intéressant et formulez un argument pour ou contre pour renforcer votre position. Et allez-y avec vos amis. In the meantime, en attendant, have a great practice. Until next time, goodbye.
Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bonjour, bienvenue à Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph and I have a special guest with me today. And can you introduce yourself, please?
Thank you, Michelle. Hi, I'm very happy to be here with you. Thanks to your invitation. And my name is Issa Napon. I'm a journalist and I come from Burkina Faso.
Okay, welcome to Anglais Télé.
Thank you.
For those of you who have never met Issa, Can you repeat again the country of origin?
I'm from Burkina Faso.
Okay.
It's a landlocked country located in West Africa. And we have neighbors like Ghana, like Benin, like Togo, like Niger. Niger, exactly.
All right, no problem.
With that French accent, it's not that easy.
No, we are very happy to have Issa with us. Issa is a Humphrey Fellow, if I understand correctly.
Exactly.
And he is going to have to explain what that is. Can you please break that down?
Yeah, I'm here to complete my Herbert Humphrey Fellowship program. This is a program dedicated to mid-career professionals who are chosen across the world after many steps in a very tough competition, I have to say.
Yes, I'm going to stop you. We're going to kind of break it down a little. I had used the term to break down. On va essayer de simplifier et de suivre Issa. Okay, so a Humphrey Fellow. Humphrey is the name of the scholarship. You have several mid-level career professionals that compete, des professionnels qui veulent en fait postuler pour ce stage. En fait, c'est pas un stage. It's a scholarship.
C'est un stage professionnel.
C'est un stage professionnel. So it's a professional scholarship for mid-career level professionals. Is it just in journalism or other fields?
Now, I have to say that there are very many, many fields, like in nursery, you have...
you mean nursing?
Nursing,
okay. Les infirmières.
Yeah, you have law.
Okay, le droit.
Yeah, you have civil society.
Okay.
You have very many, many, many fields. Yeah.
Okay.
But as a journalist, I compete in my field.
Okay, so Issa is a journalist, and we're very happy to have him, because, of course, he is in French to Africa, which is our service to Francophone-speaking countries.
Yeah.
So, Issa, this was a challenge for you, was it not?
Yeah, it was, because, first of all, with a very, should I say, fair level of English, it was not that easy, you know, to be among the finalists, because, first of all, I have to say again, we took the TOEFL.
Okay,
let's stop you.
Okay, the TOEFL. Okay, so Issa is not a native English speaker. Issa's, you have probably your other native languages and you speak French.
Yep.
So English is, which one is it, the fourth or the fifth language for you?
I mean, I have to say that English is really not ranked, because my our official language is French.
Okay.
Beyond that, I speak two of the most spoken languages in my country.
Right.
Which are Moré and Gurunsi. Gurunsi is my ethnic group language.
Okay.
You see? But English was an option for me. You know? So, you know, even if you can't speak it, you don't have people with whom you can be interacting.
Exactly. So interacting, practicing,
exactly,
and developing your vocabulary.
Especially the vocabulary. Because when you are not used to speak it, you can't, really broaden it.
So we're going to stop right there, and we'll be back with Issa. See you shortly.
Thank you.
VOA.